We have been hearing for the last couple of weeks that the prices of fruit and veg are going up. One of the big ones, though, that I think has been quite alarming is the old lettuce.
The old lettuce, yeah, iceberg lettuce going as high as $12 for a head. A head.
A lettuce head.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of money.
And, like, I like lettuce, but I'm not paying that much money for it, that's for sure.
And we get it. The cost of all this stuff's going up because of the floods that they had, so it's destroyed lots of crops and whatnot. But it is one of those things like, oh, there's a lot of places that use lettuce just in everyday stuff. So, like we heard yesterday, KFC are doing the old switcheroo and putting some cabbage leaves in.
Yeah, mix it up. I wouldn't know the difference once it's in a burger.
I would.
Oh, you can taste the difference.
Oh, yeah. Well, lettuce is like light and refreshing.
Yeah,
and cabbage, which I love cabbage, but I like it in like a shredded, like coleslaw sort of scenario.
It's a bit more crunchy
yeah.
cabbage, would you say?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if they're going to blanch it before they put in the burgers. Subway have also said they're going to have to start putting some cabbage in there too instead of the lettuce.
And at Subway, next time, and I like me a sub every now and again, you'll notice next time you go to Subway, they automatically put their hand in the lettuce container because it fills. It was normally the cheaper option to fill the sub.
Not anymore.
now lettuce is going to be the actual like expensive ones. Like more lettuce, please.
Yeah, no. Okay, I'll give you more meat.
Yeah, more meat over the salad.
It is a little bit like worrying, isn't it? Like, what else is going to go up soon?
Well, I think everything.
Like in terms of like fruit and veg, because you'd want to eat fresh fruit and veg as much as you can.
Yes, that's at five a day, you know.
Yeah, if you have to, you go your frozens.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I do a lot of frozen veggies for tea just because of I'm lazy and it's easy to cook.
Yeah.
And meal prep.
Would you ever do like a garden, like a veggie garden? Because I've tried and I'm not good at growing veggies. I'm good at growing herbs, veggies, no.
It runs in my family on my mum's side. My gran and my mum had an amazing veggie garden at our family house in New Zealand. And it was always something that I would want, but I don't have a house and I wouldn't do it at a rental property. They don't deserve the time that I would have to put into it.
But
a lot of time.
What about one of those portable ones?
I suppose I'm too lazy, actually,
okay.
Jules, being honest. Yeah, being honest, when I settle down and have a house, wherever that is, I would like to have the raised veggie gardens,
grow
tomatoes, potatoes, carrots.
Because I'm thinking, you know how they always do those hacks on, like, TikTok of how to regrow your veggies?
Oh, yeah,
and, like, lettuce is one of them. Like, you know, you cut the bottom of it off or something and you replant it and it supposedly regrows.
Does lettuce, is like a potato grows in the ground or grows outside the ground?
Grows outside the ground.
Outside the ground.
But you bury the little stump part of it.
Really?
I saw it on TikTok, so it must be true.
If it's on TikTok, it's got to be real. But, yeah, next time you go to the supermarket, just be aware. Maybe, maybe pop into Wilson's Fruit and Veg. You know, check the team out.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it?
You know, you got to shop around. Like, I went to the butcher last night.
Or go what's in season.
Yes,
seasonal
fruit.
If you go to Wilson's Fruit and Veg, you go, what's in season? And they'll point you in the right direction.
Mandarins at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Imperials.
Mint.
Delicious.